This is Morning Edition from NHPR. Data released last week by the U.S. Census Bureau shows the town of Londonderry is the fastest-growing community in New Hampshire. The town grew by more than 700 people in a one-year period, from July of 2015 through July of last year. That's tops both in terms of total growth, but also as percentage of the population. Kevin Smith is the town manager of Londonderry, and he joins us now to talk about what this means for the community. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you for coming in. What has the conversation been like in town in terms of dealing with this growth? What's the impact?
Sure. Well, we weren't necessarily surprised to see this data that's been newly released, as we've had a lot of building permits occur in the town over the last few years. Both on the residential side and on the commercial industrial side.
There was a lot in the pipeline.
There was. But for the most part, you know, we're viewing this as a good challenge to be having right now, especially when we're in a state that we know has been growing very incrementally, and a lot of towns have been losing population over the last 10 years.
But what kind of stress does it put on town resources when you have that kind of growth?
Sure. Well, fortunately, you know, Londonderry went through a real population boom probably around 15 years ago. And at that time, there were a lot of capital improvements made. In fact, there were two new fire stations that were added. There were a number of new additions to a number of the schools in town. And so from a capital standpoint, we're in pretty good shape right now. The school population, believe it or not, is still around 1,000 students below where it was at its peak 10 years ago. So there's still room to grow within most of the schools. The biggest stress is on the elementary school level. And so we're probably looking at, if this kind of population trend continues over the next 5 years, we're probably looking at having to build or add on to one of the schools for the elementary school level within the next 5 years. But that's probably one of the biggest stressors. The other one I would say is roadway improvements. There's more traffic in town now, and people can feel that when they're out and about.
Why Londonderry? Obviously, you have the proximity to the Massachusetts border and, of course, Interstate 93, but other towns around it, you know, Derry and other southern New Hampshire towns around the interstate certainly saw a population boom in the, you know, 10, 15, even 20 years ago. Mm. Why do you think Londonderry itself has kind of sustained this kind of growth or sees this kind of growth now?
I think there's a lot of contributing factors. The first would be is that we've had, as I mentioned, a lot of industrial and commercial growth as well. So with new businesses mean new jobs, and that's new people working in town, and a lot of those people want to live in town as well. You know, the Manchester-Boston Regional Airport, 90% of it resides in Londonderry. So all of the industrial growth that's going on right now around the airport is happening in Londonderry. Those are all new jobs, and so we're finding people want to live in the town or live close to where it is that they're working. So that's one factor. Number two, Londonderry's always had a very good school system. And so that's another factor, too, when new families are looking to decide what town they're going to move into. The other thing, too, is that as a town in our last master plan, we really made a deliberate attempt to say we want to cover the entire spectrum from millennials to seniors and provide them with the housing opportunities that they're looking for. And really, what's interesting about those two groups is a lot of times they're looking for the same kinds of housing. They want to, they don't necessarily want to own. They want to be able to rent. They don't need 2,000 square feet. And they want to be able to walk or commute close to where they work or where they shop. And so between the Woodmont Commons development.
This is the new, eventually 600-acre development that could happen right along Interstate 93, is it?
Right. Yeah. Right near Exit 4, yeah. So with the start of that construction beginning this month, as well as a number of the workforce housing developments we've had go into town over the last, that are either in the pipeline now that have been approved or are currently under construction. We also have a brand new assisted living center, as well as some 55-plus luxury apartments. Those are all making it attractive for both ends of the spectrum to want to move into Londonderry, in addition to young families that are attracted to the town by the school system. And as you mentioned, it's a great commuter location, too, into Boston.
Is there a danger with all this growth?
If it's not monitored carefully, there definitely could be. And again, that is what happened to Londonderry in the early 90s, is there was no plan in place on how to deal with all of the growth that was coming in. And so consequently, there was pretty much as close as you can get to a moratorium put on all new building at one point until the town could, you know, step back and say, okay, this is how we're going to deal with all of this growth going forward. I think we're in a much better position.
There must always be that dynamic, though, in town, people who want things to stay the way they are. They like their small town. And there's people, of course, saying we want to have an economic engine in town. How do you bring those
balance
together?
Balance both of those things. It's just that. It's a balance. And it's not growing too quick and too fast, but at the same time saying, okay, what do we need to do to plan for the future so that the tax rate stays stable, so that families are either staying in town or houses, you know, when houses become vacant, that they're being picked up fairly quickly on the market. We want to keep a steady population here. I think there's a lot of examples in the state where towns didn't have that kind of forward thinking about how do we want to plan the community for the future, and as such, lost tons of population and now are left with vacant buildings in town, vacant homes in town, and they don't know what to do about it. In some cases, vacant schools in town as well. And so I think it's having that foresight and planning for the future and having a master plan for what you want the community to look like 10, 20 years from now.
Kevin Smith is the town manager of Londonderry. Thank you for the time.
No, thank you for having me again.